Hello, thanks for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Yeah, we've got a business that I do the books on, and there's been two charges that my husband has no idea what they are. One was on 5/9 for $82.45, and the other one was on 5/4 for $7.97.
Okay, I'd be happy to search here. What's the name and a good zip code?
65613, the zip code Gary Franks.
All right, thank you. Just a moment to see what I can find here.
What do you guys do?
You've contacted a third-party call center. I service customer support for about 200 different online vendors.
No, he didn't order anything, so. I'm not. What
was the last name again?
Franks, F-R-A-N-K-S. I'm not getting charged for talking to you, am I?
No.
Okay. F-R-A-N-K-S. If it's got anything else, it's got your phone number, and that's it. 5/4 and 5/9. The 5/9 was $82.45. And I don't know how you got his checking account number.
Did you say it could be under Gary Franks?
Right.
Can you, for security, confirm? I see we have a P.O. box number on file. Can you confirm that for me?
415.
Thank you. So, yeah, this has brought up the billed amounts on May 2nd. I see that there was an amount billed of $7.97. That was to receive a free welcoming gift, which was a Wi-Fi booster. And I see that the Wi-Fi booster joined into an online discount shopping membership, which is the $82.45. For that, there was an emailed gift. For that, there was an emailed gift card. It's a monthly membership. The gift card is in the value of $125 for use in the discount shopping membership. It's a website. The link and gift card was sent to the avmar52@yahoo.com.
Well, he didn't order it and he didn't get it, so I need to reverse all that.
So he doesn't recall doing the $7.97 to receive the Wi-Fi booster?
He got the Wi-Fi booster, yes.
Okay, this is what it's stemming from. I do see it was delivered on May 7th. I'm going to submit a cancellation that prevents all future billings of the membership fee effective immediately today. As a courtesy, we would be able to put through a 35% refund on the membership fee.
Good God,
okay.
Gary.
We'll take the 35%.
Okay, now what has he got? What is he supposed to have gotten out of this?
So the, again, it's an emailed gift card. It's in the value of $125. It was sent to the avmar52@yahoo.com.
Oh, didn't get it.
He didn't get it.
It was sent to the email. I would strongly suggest you double check in junk, spam, social, and promotion folders as well.
Hang on just a second. Look, go to all mail and then look for this. Does he look? Need to look for C-O-N-C-U-E-R? Is that where it came from?
No, I don't. I can try to get that email for you. Hold on.
Have quit ordering anything.
I didn't order anything.
You ordered that stupid thing that don't work. No, it don't.
Okay, so in the search bar, and this is in general, you could try support at Bargain Warehouse, and that should pull
support.
The email directly. And you would be checking on the dates of between the 2nd to the 5th, or the 2nd to the 6th, excuse me.
2nd to the 5th, and it, you said it was Bargain what?
You can try searching for support at Bargain Warehouse.
Support at Bargain Warehouse. Just put support and you'll be able to get something up.
Right.
I can't look at it because I got it. He's like, okay, so you're gonna give us 35% back off the $82.45.
Yes, ma'am.
And you cancel it, so there should be no more.
That's absolutely correct, yes, ma'am. And I can provide a confirmation number if you need it for the records.
I probably ought to do that. I told him he's gonna have to quit ordering online. There's always a hook to it. Hang on.
All right.
Notes. New. E-O-N-S-I-R-M-A-T-I-O-N number.
Nope, didn't get it.
He didn't get it. He looked. He said, what's the number?
The number is going to be CS and Charlie 287 811. 577.
Hang on, 2C287. Then what was it after that? 11.
Yeah, 11577.
77. Will you let me have that so I can try to look, please, Gary? Hang on just a second. I'm gonna look.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not looking on spam. I don't want spam. Hang on, I want all mail. How do you go back to all mail? Inbox draft sent. Now, does he not have a regular thing like I've got? You need to do an all mail because you may have deleted it. You don't have an all mail search. You're on spam. I don't want spam sent drafts archives. You don't have all mail. So I go on, got to go on each one. I go on the inbox and it was support, right? What's the first word?
Yes, ma'am. Support. Hold on one second. Let me pull that back up.
Support. Bargain, I think she said.
Yeah, it's support at bargainwarehouseconsumerdeals.com.
At E-A-R-G-A-I-N. I'll just support at bargain on each of them. Okay, on that one, which one am I in? I'm on the inbox. Look at trash. Court at Bargain, B-A-R-G-I-N, B-A-R-G-A-I-N, search. Right. Okay. Yeah. Are you on the Avmar, Gary? Yeah, you're on the Atmar. Okay. Okay. One more place I can look.
You know, I do have confirmation that it was sent out to the email on file. If you're not seeing it there, I'm more than happy to have the email resent out for you. We do have the email correct on file, it seems. I don't see any issue with the email being sent out. I don't know if it's possible. It could have been deleted.
No, I looked into trash and spam and inbox, and I couldn't find it. So resend it. Are you going AVA, Apple Victor Man, Apple Rate? 52@yahoo.com.
Correct. Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. And resend it now. If he uses whatever that is, will he be charged more fees?
No, ma'am. The gift card, that's used for, and the links sent along in the same email for you to visit the site. You basically input the gift card code into the section that prompts you for it. And once you input the code, it does provide the available balance for your cart and the items that the code's usable for. It wouldn't charge you anything or sign you up for anything further.
So there'd be no more subscriptions or anything.
No, ma'am.
Okay, so you're going to cancel the subscription and giving 30% back and resending the email.
Right.
And I will have him to be watching for it. You send it today, or you send it just since we hang up right now, or?
Since they're generated solely by the system, we do have to request at the very maximum about 24 to 48 hours for once the request put through that it's received. So if by like Monday you have any questions or concerns regarding the email, you could give us a call back.
Okay, and so Monday he needs to check it to see if it's there Monday
yes,
morning.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's from support at bargain something, right?
Yes, ma'am. Support at Bargain Warehouse Consumer Deals.
Okay. I will tell him to look for that. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Of course. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay. Support at Bargain something. It'll be coming in. I'm looking for... C-O-N... You were going to have a monthly charge on that on top of this $85. Won't do that no more.
No. You did it first time.
You ordered.
No, I ordered.
It was in the small print that you signed up for this membership. So.